The depiction of Arctic sea ice in the atlas is based on 2012 NASA satellite data.
The ice cover during the summer in 2012, which is the record low ice cover, is less than 50% of what it was in the 1980s.
That's Josefino Comiso, lead researcher of the NASA satellite study. He says that it's important to redraw the map since the Arctic is changing so rapidly. The map is controversial. It only shows multi-year ice, which doesn't melt during warmer seasons. Cartographers didn't want to include new ice because it might be too confusing. New ice is still important to the Arctic landscape, providing shelter for animals and reflecting solar energy. It also poses risks to Arctic ocean-going vessels. Andy Mahoney is an assistant research professor at the Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
An ocean that's covered with first-year ice, which is going to be a bit thinner, it's still hazardous. You still can't take a non-ice-reinforced vessel into those waters.
Mahoney says showing an average of ice levels taken over a few years would make the map more representative than the record low year.
It's also a very political issue. I think it behooves everyone to do the best job they can to make sure that they're using relevant and representative data when drawing a line on a map, which can have profound implications sometimes.
New ice is becoming increasingly important to people in the Arctic, says UAF geophysics professor Hayo Eichen.
Nowadays, if you go up to Barrow towards the end of summer, the closest ice may be several hundred miles away. You have open ocean out there, and for people in Barrow these days, the first-year ice is just as important as the multi-year ice.
But Arctic ice is changing so rapidly, the cherry-picking argument may be moot in a few years, Eichen says.
10 years from now, we might say, well, why did they pick 2012 when there was still so much ice left? You know, why aren't they updating this so much more quickly?
The new atlas comes out September 30th. In Juneau, I'm Sarah Yu.